tell you what, McGinty's didn't make the good guide this week. I'm sure there's stuff going on, kind of. But yeah, they've got a singer actually from Memphis, Tennessee, so didn't make our good guide because it's unsigned Suffolk acts they're interested in. But they definitely made the good guide last week, and I went to a few of them. There was the Waxing Caps on Saturday. It was Spellbinding. Fantastic. There was a really good band, actually, what I want to tell you about, called These Are End Times.
Okay.
And they, we played some of the Cosmic Fog previously. We had them as live guests. In fact, there's a bonus track in tonight's podcast, which you can download from about 9 o'clock from some of the Cosmic Fog performed here. But These Are End Times are perhaps taken off where they left off, basically.
So are they local as well? Or?
They're local, and it's psychedelic space rock. I think they played about three or four numbers in three quarters of an hour. And it was really, really good. I'd have to go and see them again. And then the Waxing Captors came on afterwards.
And you were saying the Waxing Captors, the singer was in the crowd from the first song?
Luke Littleboy from the off, I think a couple of bars of the first song, he was right into the crowd. And it was fun. It was really, really good gig.
Excellent.
Really good show. And it's really, really good to have them back.
And like you say, fair play to McGinty's. They're having gigs on so regularly. And they're doing really well. And good to see that they're supported so well.
They are. And last night, Jackknife Horsebox, who were another part of the Rosalita clan, the ex-Rosalita clan, they were on, as was Jack Rundle, who is the guitarist from the Waxing Captors, doing a solo thing, which is a little bit different, but equally mesmerising.
My name is Jack Rundle. Yeah, this is a good time to make some calls. I was following my pockets, now my money's all been spent. I was following my savior, now I don't know where he went. And I hear the great men calling, hear the whistle blow, but I don't follow my heart, because I don't know where they'll go. Wait for me underneath the stone. Pray that I safely make it home. Generally I've been a good man, but when the going's slow, I get pickered up and ride the rodeo. And I feel my heart a pounding, feel my blood in flow.
If we went back in time, you could suitably open up or even follow the, you know, the likes of Chuck Berry could open up for you. You seem to be placed in that genre.
Yeah, I do like the rock and roll stuff, but I think the big influence is to go back to the things before rock and roll, like the country music that's like just before rock and roll, like Western swing music, like Bob Wilson and Texas Playboys. Have you heard of them?
So did you obviously kind of discover that era for yourself because you didn't grow up with it, but is it
something,
did you kind of catch one particular track or one particular artist or singer and think, yeah, I'd like to record stuff like that?
Maybe. I don't know. It's like tracing it back through rock and roll and then finding out where rock and roll came from and then going back to those. And I think maybe I got really into Hank Williams a lot and that kind of music. Music with a lot of really cheesy cliches in and stuff.
Nowhere to go if I did. Wow, that was cool, huh? Maybe I would
have liked it. It's like got some pre-rock and roll stuff and then some after rock and roll stuff. It's like a redesigning of rock and roll, like as if rock and roll had never happened, like how it might have worked later on.
What was it like being played on Tom Robinson earlier this year?
It's nice to hear a load of string of compliments on the radio. That was good.
That's good stuff. Now, so there'll be more solo gigs as well?
I've got a couple in Norwich, and hopefully get some more in Ipswich. One in Felixstowe, another one here on the 28th of December, I think. I just sorted that out with someone upstairs.
Yeah. Very good.
I hope you try and get more. Yeah.
And have you, more importantly, have you spoken to your dentist about acid erosion? And should I, for that matter?
Oh, man.
This is on Jack's website. If you click on one of Jack's three websites, a very amusing image of a man comes up and it says, ask your dentist about acid erosion. Or is it a speaker? I think it's a speaker.
Yeah, it's coming out of a speaker. It's a picture of a songwriter writing a song, and then another part of the picture is a picture of someone listening to the song and they've committed suicide.
On that note... Thanks for your time, and we'll see you gigging again soon, I'm sure.
Oh, thanks very much, Graham.
And keep writing with that amazing band of yours as well.
Oh, yep, sure thing, we'll do.
BBC introducing.